Sure is peaceful out here.
Yeah, not a hassle in the world.
Man, I just love looking up into the stars of a night. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
What? Look at that! Look, there's a shooting star.
Excellent.
Rest and relaxation.
It's good. I love it out here.
No hassle of the city and people shoving and pushing you around, fighting and things.
Yeah, sure is the life out here.
Oh, that reminds me, Craig. Did Alan and I ever tell you about the time we were taken hostage by Elvis?
Elvis?
Yeah, we were taken hostage by Elvis.
Tell me about it.
Oh, well, it was a cold, dark night when it happened. A cold, dark night. I thought I'd give Alan a call and see what he was doing.
Hello.
Hello, Alan. How are you going?
Oh, it's you going great, mate. Yeah, good.
Yeah, oh, what have you been up to?
Oh, just working, you know.
Wait, what are you doing tonight?
Got nothing planned.
The oldies are going out tonight. You want to come over and we'll have a bit of a jam? Bring your drum kit and that.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be in that.
Yeah, all right. We'll go ahead and get a pizza as well and have a bit of a munch. All right, well, I'll see you about 7:30. Come over.
Okay.
All right, see you then.
Okay.
My name is Elvis.
So we went to pick up the pizza in Alan's van. Anyway, so we picked the pizza up, then we headed off back to my place. As we pulled into the driveway, I noticed something different about my house. I'd locked the house up and left all the lights on, but now all the house was in darkness. Also, the front door was open, when I was sure that I'd locked it. We began to get the suspicion that all was not well. We cautiously approached the front door and slowly, silently went in. And as we approached the lounge room, I nervously switched the lights on and found to my surprise, Elvis! In my lounge room. He was holding a gun at us and seemed very restless and agitated about something. We asked him what he was doing here and what he wanted with us. but he just told us to shut up and do what he said, and no one would get hurt. He said that he wanted us to drive him somewhere, and then ordered us out of the house and into Alan's car. It was at this stage that it suddenly dawned on me that we were being taken hostage by Elvis.
Would you mind closing the door, please?
Taken as Elvis's hostages. He was forcing us to drive him around and around, nowhere in particular, and whenever we asked him to tell us where he wanted to go, he would just tell us to do as he said. Elvis and Alan were in the front seat, and I was in the back of the van. I looked around, and happened to notice a small portable record player on the floor, and an old 45 record. It was Connie Francis. I put the record on and started to play it.
Sorry now. Sorry now.
Elvis heard the record and turned around. He asked me where that music was coming from, so I showed him the record player. Instantly, his mood changed. "I remember that song," he said. "That song was a hit when I was just starting out big." And all of a sudden, he was happy and cheerful. He started talking about the good old days of rock and roll, and how much fun he had had when he was just starting out, and some of the fun things they used to do. Alan and I started to ask him questions about places and music, and all sorts of things. We spent the night laughing and talking and playing music, as we drove all night, happy that we'd all discovered a new friend who we'd just met. We drove off into the night, playing music and joking around and talking, and lived happily ever after.
Wow, you guys are so lucky.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a special day. The day Elvis took us hostage.
Yeah, when Elvis took me hostage.
Said you were high.